Please be seated. I have a little something that I'm going to play for you first. It's not a video, it's just audio. It worked. Sit down for a minute. I promise I haven't lost my mind. Love. Love is all you need. I think I love you, but what am I so afraid of? The love boat that promises something for everyone. Jesus loves me, this I know. Love, 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 love. It's everywhere. It's all around us. It's in our music. It's in our television shows. Carrie Bradshaw and her endless quest for the love of her life. Who can forget Luke and Laura? Movies, right? The biggest genre, one of the biggest genres is our romantic comedy. Romance novels, which are not a new thing, by the way. Romeo and Juliet comes up as a romance novel when you Google it, believe it or not. Love is everywhere. And I think for us, to a certain extent, it gets diluted. We don't even notice it. Blah, 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 love, blah, blah, blah. Or worse, we start to believe this story that we hear that love is a feeling, that love is something we are supposed to feel for other people while other people feel love for us. But in the Old Testament reading tonight, we hear about God's love. In the next 4 days of the church, we are going to spend talking about God's love. And we are not going to be talking about a feeling. We are not going to be talking about how God feels love for us. Because God's love is actionable. I would argue that God's love is aggressive. God's love is take no prisoners, change it all up, transformative, leave it all different kind of love. And we hear about that as Moses and Aaron and the people of Israel get these instructions from God in the book of Exodus. God is telling them what he is going to do for them. Because when the people were crying out to God from slavery in Israel, God did not go to the burning bush with Moses and hand Moses a Hallmark greeting card and ask him to go tell the people how much love he felt for them in his heart. That's not how it went. God sent Moses to tell the people of Israel what he was going to do for them. Because God's love is actionable. And God did. God sent plague after plague after plague to convince Pharaoh to let them go. And when he didn't, he sent the angel of death to take the life of the firstborn of every household. God's love is actionable. God's love is aggressive. God's love is a take no prisoners, change it all up, transformative kind of love. It is not a feeling. And then in our New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, we hear about Jesus and his friends celebrating this Passover supper, this supper that God had told them to celebrate every year, to remember how much God loved them. Not to remember what God felt for them, but to remember what God had done for them. And when they finished dinner, Jesus got down on his knees and he washed the feet of his disciples. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus, their friend and their teacher, washed their feet. This is actionable love. This is aggressive love. Peter almost got in a fight with Jesus about this washing of his feet. This is change it all up, not leave it the same, do it all different, transformative kind of love. And when Jesus finished washing their feet, he said to them, "I give you a new commandment. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, love one another." Jesus was not asking the disciples to write love songs to one another, to write sonnets or poems. He wasn't asking them to meet together once a week and tell each other how much love they had in their heart for each other. Jesus was telling the disciples to be actionable, to be aggressive, to love people in a way that changed who they were, to love people in a way that changed what the world was. Because this is how God loves us. God's love for us reaches into the deepest, darkest pit of despair and pulls us out into a place of light and hope. God's love for us forgives us when we can't forgive ourselves. God's love for us heals the brokenness that we try to hide from the rest of the world. God's love for us empowers us to live fully into the people that God created us to be. Imagine what it's like to live steeped in that kind of love. And then imagine what the world might be like if we really loved each other like that. In actionable, aggressive, change it all up, leave no prisoners, transformative kind of ways. Love one another as I have loved you. By this they will know that you are my disciples, for the love you have for one another. Amen.